As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me. As someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings, I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
We're here with a very special guest. Guys, you may actually know him. If you're into sports, if you've been watching the news, things like that, I want to introduce a very special guest. David, tell us what you're here. Tell us more about you first. Intro, just in case somebody doesn't know you. And then,
most people don't know because there's 7.6 billion people on Earth, and we're living under a false facade that even The Rock and the Kardashians are well known. There's just too many people. So I take pride in the fact when people really give a shit and say, I have to apologize. I didn't know who you were or who you are. That's the norm. But anyway, I am someone who's on a mission, first of all, to empower over a billion people to be happy, defined as living in abundance in an infinite loop, in the connection loop of making a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And in my journey, I grew up in three worlds, and I've lived in three worlds. The first is the world of not enough. I was born, my dad left when I was five with six kids, a single mom. I was born with six kids, a single mom. She was a second grade teacher who worked two jobs, packed my dinner in a paper bag. And that's where my desire to make a lot of money came from, because the only thing that caused any type of interference in my life, any type of frustration, shortages, or scarcity was money. Financial insecurity was a daily occurrence that caused me pain. And so I decided that money was going to buy me the missing component of love and happiness. And so I set off on a journey to be rich. And luckily enough, when I graduated law school, instead of being a lawyer, I took a job in the internet. Within 9 months, made my first million. Within 3 years, we exited in 1995 for $3.4 billion to Thomson Reuters. And then I built a career on Sand Hill Road, investing and raising money, eventually ending up in 1999 as the CEO of Samsung's data division, their first smartphone, which was called the Convergence device in 99. And then in 2006, Lee Steinberg hired me to be CEO of the most notable sports agency in the world, where I was worth over $100 million at that time. I owned a golf course, Ski Mountain, 33 properties in San Diego alone, several different ventures that were doing well. But I moved from that world of not enough to a world of just enough, where I was buying things for the wrong reasons and buying the wrong things for the wrong reasons. I was buying things I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. And so I had to lose everything. Pain is an indicator that you have a better place to be, a better situation to be in. And thanks to my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my wife, the only four people that were telling me the truth at the time, I changed my values, my practices, and my execution model after I lost everything. And over the last 18 years, I've made it all back by living in a world not of not enough, not of just enough for me, buying stuff I didn't need to impress people I didn't like, but a world of more than enough in the infinite loop, a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And I have those practices. I've written 8 books about it, and hopefully you can empower other people with them. In fact, Everyone here in your community, just email me. I'll give you that book. I'll sign it, send it to you. I'll pay for the book and shipping. So don't worry, david@dmeltzer.com.
David, I really felt a couple of things that you said. Like my upbringing was similar, where, you know, money was like a big problem. So I had a single mom raising three kids, and it was tough, you know. And at the time, I didn't necessarily know it, but as I got a little bit older, I realized how much of a pain it was, and it changed, you know, damaged my mindset, if you will. You know, I had to go through some things growing up that are as an adult that finally was able to unlock that and sort of change that thought, that limiting belief that I had. So no, I really felt that part of it. And then I wanted to know specifically what were the worst purchases that you made? What would you say top, at least one, what was the biggest?
Oh, for sure. My worst purchase was a 25 unit condo, because I bought it from a neighbor who ripped me off. But my second one, that was just a bad business decision. Yeah. But my real worst purchase was my first Ferrari. Let me tell you why, because I literally, this is before cell phones, right? I'm in my 20s. They had used to carry little pictures of your girlfriend around. I carried a little picture of my Ferrari, you know, the wallet side photo. Yeah. And I literally, I thought that Ferrari would let everyone know, number one, I was successful, right, make everyone proud. I thought every girl would love me because of it. Yeah. But let me just tell you what I've learned, why it's the worst decision. One, if you drive it too much, it breaks down. If you don't drive it enough, it breaks down. And if it breaks down, it costs 10 times as much as any other car to fix. And worst of all you're doing is promoting to every girl that you would meet what your true anatomy was. So I couldn't even lie about that, because that car was just an indicator that I was an asshole. And it was a pain in my ass. It was probably the worst thing I've ever bought, because I bought it, like I said, it was something I didn't need to impress people I didn't even like.
Right. No, that's a perfect example of that as well, where terrible like financial investment, but then for the wrong reasons as well. And I think in this day and age, we do a lot of that, right? Like people are putting themselves out there for reasons that they're not realizing. I love what we talked about even before the stream. I want to get into that too, the why component that you were talking about. People don't have that why. They're not considering it when they're doing things. They just see, oh, I like this, or they, and then that this like really superficial why, and they're going after those things like a dopamine kind of rush, versus a real investment into the things, like having values, having things that you really stand for, and having your why be related to those. With me, and it became like my family. I realized like I'm my wife and my daughter. I didn't know that it was going to feel the way that it did, and it's like my whole life kind of changed, and now it feels like that is my life, you know. And I went from kind of this, I don't want to say I was selfish, but I was certainly like, I'm in the gym and just taking care of me and, you know, doing me. And it's like, it felt great, you know, but it was kind of like that 20s Ferrari thing. Like, is that what matters? Like, I look like muscles or whatever. I'm like, no, I have like people that matter, people that care about you. And those people are telling you the truth the whole time. Right. And so, no, that resonates with me as well. Ruben.
Yeah, David, thank you. This is such an amazing story to share with our audience. You know, our audience is entrepreneurs, it's business owners, it's people that have succeeded and that have failed and that have experimented. And, you know, I think the scariest thing right now for so many people is, you know, where do we double down? Where do we invest into ourselves, into our businesses, into our team? You know, a lot of companies are frozen when it comes to hiring people, because they're asking themselves, is AI going to replace this job? Am I making a mistake by hiring someone? And I'd love to get your take on this in terms of, you know, give us some guidance, give us some direction. How can we sort of rethink about our future with our business and our sales pipeline and our clients and, frankly, our longevity and sustainability?
Well, one of the things in my eclectic career that I've learned, and even in the recovery when I lost everything, was that I look inside of me to figure out the best opportunities outside of me. And so clearly defining, one, the skills that I have at the highest basement, meaning when I represented Troy Aikman, Warren Moon, Steve Young, guys like that, you wouldn't believe this, but your skills and your knowledge as a quarterback are your basement. It's the desire that determines your ceiling. So Joe Montana, Tom Brady, their skills are not the highest level compared to even Ryan Leaf or Jeff George, two other quarterbacks that we represented that didn't do nearly as well as Joe Montana, Tom Brady, or even Peyton Manning, who was the first pick over Ryan Leaf. So I look at my skills and say to myself, how are my skills aligned with what's doing well today, what's stable today, and what I think is going to be doing well in the future? So looking at AI and how to use AI to make my skills better, not replace my skills. And then more importantly, my knowledge. Knowledge is divided into two parts, as all three of you know. It's not just the knowledge of what that I need to improve on. It's the knowledge of who. And that who to me is the guarantee of how I'm going to get to where I want to be or better, because it, only two ways to get to where you want to be or better. One, find someone that's already there. So I go to Ruben and say, hey, man, I know you're really good at this. Show me the directions on how you got to where you are. Or I help somebody else get to where they want to be. And so those are the two ways that we do that. So I encourage everyone, entrepreneurs, all types of business people, even our own personal lives. Hey, let's look within. Let's see how our skills and our knowledge are aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and what I think is going to be doing well in the future. And then apply my why. Let's apply my why, because my desire determines the delta in my life. So I want to choose the highest basement. I'll give you an example. I played college football. My delta from my skills and knowledge, the level of skill that I was born with, you know, is so low that my delta, it's still one of the closest things I've ever come to my potential. But I was a below average college football player. But that was my potential. And I came so close to reaching my potential. I just chose the wrong basement. Once I got into sales and leadership and executive and speaking, my basement's so high. At 9 years old, I was a better speaker than most people. Just like at 9 years old, LeBron James was a better basketball player than me. And so what I want people to do is look within, start developing the skills and knowledge that you have, apply your why, your desire, knowing that it creates your delta, but be strategic. Align your skills and knowledge with what's doing well, what's stable, what you do well. And if you're not sure what you do well, listen for other people when they say, man, how did you do that? Like, you know, if there's a kid that all of a sudden can fix my electronic bike in 2 seconds, and I'm like, dude, how do you do that?
Right.
Take listen. Maybe you should look at designing, engineering, or owning, you know, there's going to be a huge career, by the way, in all the trades. There's a shortage today, and people still are going to need their toilets fixed. They're going to need their windows washed. They're going to need their cars fixed. Trust me, you can make a fortune in the roll-up business. I'm looking for successful plumbing businesses right now to roll up in, because I guarantee you the cost of fixing your toilet's only going to go up.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. That we're always looking at the AI trends and, you know, the robotics coming out with, and that's what even the futurists are saying is, like, for the next however many decades, trades are going to be in demand, because while AI is going to take a lot of these other kind of opportunities that are, you know, remote based, virtual based, you still need people to show up and do the job. But eventually they're even saying the robots are going to, because, you know, they're already working on all these machines that are, like, very human like. Now, how long before they can come, you know, figure out how to fix a sink or a toilet? Probably a while. But until then, where, yeah, trades are a great route. And I think that people, with the way our world is right now, everyone's going after the shiny object thing. You know, they think it's a get rich quick, like, reality for everybody. And then they come quickly to realize, okay, it's a little bit harder than that for most. So and a lot of kids are, you know, dropping out of school or not going to school and then not getting a trade either, because they don't respect them. They think it's not a respectable opportunity or career. And it's like, that's how our grandfathers and family, you know, that it was respectable then, it's respectable now. Just a different sort of view on the way things are.
Yeah. And just remember, in 1992, when I graduated law school, I was introduced to Dragon Dictate. In 1992, they told me that IVR, voice recognition, was going to take over the world. In 1992, we are now in 2024, and IVR is just almost utilized, right? You still don't want to stay on a phone with a AI voice.
Right.
So look, when they say that, you know, these guys are going to be fixing your toilets, you're looking at a lot of technology CAD, finding the toilet in the, there's so much technology, right, and then comparatively the cost. So you got at least 30 or 40 years before they'll be the first electronic plumber. So you might as well make your millions in there.
Right, right. If you're alive right now, listening to this or in this zone, you're going to have a career for a while as a trade. Yeah. And by the time you're 30 years from now, hopefully you will have invested in that technology because you still need people to operate and
you'll be the one designing it. Yeah,
exactly.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me as someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings. I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Rob has a question. Go, Rob. Rob knows everything and anything about sports, so he's very qualified. Yeah.
Not until now. Not until now. Yeah, so, David, first of all, like when you had mentioned earlier, one of my mom's two favorite quarterbacks growing up, even though we grew up in New England, so obviously I'm a Brady guy, but I remember back in the Grogan days, which were horrible, Tony Eason, all that, right? She loved Joe Montana and she loved Warren Moon. Those are two of her favorite quarterbacks. And for, you know, Moon, one of the most underrated guys ever to be behind the snap, like without a doubt. And I would imagine as a human, he's probably even better, the fact that you know him. So.
Yeah, six years in Canada. Most people don't know that because he was black, they wouldn't let him play quarterback in the NFL. Wow. And when he did sign with the Houston Oilers, highest paid player in the NFL, and played 17 more years after breaking every record in Canada. And my friend, John Brakes, who does the sports science, they analyzed the best spiral, which is a scientific fact. Okay. And Warren Moon still had the most perfect spiral of any quarterback that ever played.
Wow. It's a beautiful way to put it with science backing it up. Marino, one of the quickest releases, but one of the smoothest throws, though, those two guys, Montana and Warren Moon. So
yeah. Anyway. Yep. A long
hand. Okay, back to regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, no, it's interesting too, because I use sports to help people with that desire, that delta to understand, because the common denominator, I've been blessed, right? Around every billionaire, millionaire, entrepreneur, celebrity, athlete, and entertainer in the world has either been in one of my shows, interviews, or I've been interviewed, or we've represented them or their friends. And people ask me, what's the common denominator? And it's really simple. And Warren Moon and Joe Montana, they illustrate and live by this common denominator. Every successful person, whether they're a plumber or the Hall of Famer like Joe Montana and Warren Moon, they must have a desire to be what they must be. If you have a desire to be what you must be, I will invest in you. We'll figure out what you're going to do, but I guarantee you'll be successful, because the key to happiness is enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your own potential. And only people that have that desire will be consistent, persistent in the pursuit of their own potential, because they'll start looking at what other people think, what other people say, what's missing, what they don't have. They'll start talking negatively to themselves. And if you don't have a desire that you must be what you can be, you'll start listening and looking for what you don't want, and you'll start getting more of what you don't want.
Right. No, I believe that wholeheartedly. I know there was a time when I was had this like end dream goal, like, oh, I want to retire early. Like, you know, that was like just living that idea. And I heard something, I don't remember where it was exactly, but it was like, you have to enjoy the process. And it's not that I wasn't enjoying the process that I was going through, but it just that resonated with me, and it made me enjoy it all that much more. It made me appreciate the fact that I was actually enjoying the process that I was going through. And it made me kind of sad and depressed for those that don't have that ability. They're not looking at that, right? They're like, oh, if I only had this. But as soon as they get that, they're not going to be happy, because they weren't happy to get there. And it just keeps happening. You know, even if you reach that milestone, that's not what's going to make you happy. You know, it's the pursuit of it, and understanding that you have to set attainable goals and you have to always have them. That has been transformative for me. And everyone that I speak to, people that are close to me that aren't in that position, like I have some close friends that are, you know, kind of spinning their wheels. And I'm like, well, it's because you're not in pursuit of that. It's like you're stopping right there. Like, okay, I have this job where I'm comfortable to pay my rent, but there's not any growth beyond that. And of course, you're going to feel defeated and tired and you know, kind of hopeless, because you're not setting yourself up for that. So,
Speaking of setting yourself up, that's the key to life. You know, for me, you're talking about, we have to gain the wisdom in that pursuit to get to where we want to be or better. I used to say wisdom shortens the distance of resistance in my life, but there's another component that I learned later on in the second over 100 million that I've made. And what it is faith. And faith is simple to me. See, I believe that there's something bigger than me that knows everything and is all powerful. Right. And it loves me, protects me, and promotes me more than my mom.
Right.
And so you define it how you want, but this is what happens. Human beings are not capable of understanding or knowing the outcomes of today and the impact of the future. So listen to this. When I went bankrupt, I had to go tell my mom, who the only reason I wanted to be bankrupt was to buy her a house. I mean, the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her a house, right? Single mom, six kids. I had to go tell her I was bankrupt, but I also had to go tell her that I lost her house in my bankruptcy because I had my name on her title. And so my mom, I told her at that time, why am I being punished? I did everything I was supposed to do. I'm a good son. I'm a good person. I'm a kind person. Why is this happening to me? Why am I being punished? I don't believe in God. And my mom said, oh, son, she said, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. And I started to say, all the pain, setbacks, and failures in my life were protecting me, promoting me, and loving me, not punishing me. I'm just too stupid to figure it out today. But eventually, with the wisdom and faith reducing the distance of resistance, I'm going to get to a better place. So I started saying, my life is in a divine direction. This is a divine detour, and it's going to pay off in divine time. Not Dave Meltzer knowing, not Dave Meltzer detours, and definitely not Dave Meltzer time. Divine direction, divine detours, and divine time. If you have that perspective, I promise you, you'll make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
I agree that I think faith is a missing recipe in a lot of people's lives. And it's a missing thing that like they feel like, what's this missing thing? And in fact, I'm a very scientific person. And I remember there was a study done where like something in our genome, something in our brain, in our DNA is like meant to worship. It's rewarding to worship, to have faith. It's like a, you know, activates all the chemical release in your brain, like eating or like sex or like love would. And so the fact that our brain is so programmed for that, it means that it's missing in your life. If you don't have it, if you don't have faith in something greater than you, then it's like, you're not eating, you're not having love, you're not doing something that's a key critical component to your life. So what, you know, and actually there's a famous mathematician that said, you know, it's like you're to believe, you know, the worst outcome of not believing, if you don't believe in anything, the very best outcome is you're going to rot in the ground, right? If you don't believe. Right. If you believe, the very worst possible outcome is you rot in the ground. So if the worst outcome is equal to the best outcome, what how is this even a decision? Yeah. And then he's like, so then now you just have to decide which God to put your faith in. So
right. I call it faith, best option faith. That's exactly where I derived from that day when I told my mom I didn't believe in God. I changed my mind. I'm going to start believing because if it's the best option I have, I'd much rather have my best option be far greater than my worst option. That's for right. sure.
Yeah. All right. I think we've got actually one last thing. If you have one resource, one book or link or thing that you would direct people to, just kind of based on the discussion that we've had, what would you say it'd be?
I wrote a book, my first book, called Connected to Goodness. And it gives you the key principles with key elements. It's a step-by-step procedure to know what you want each day, taking into consideration the circumstances of the day to give you the meaning or the lessons of the past in that divine direction to understand the divine detours and divine time. And it's a step-by-step. I am very heavily involved in the Napoleon Hill Institute in Think and Grow Rich. And so it's the modern day Think and Grow Rich because I pretty much interviewed more people than anyone. Even it was impressive when Napoleon Hill, Carnegie funded him to take the top 100 people in the world. I've taken the top thousands and taken those lessons. And so I would like to give that book to everyone in your community. I'll pay for shipping and the book. Just email me directly. I answer all my own emails, david@dmeltzer.com. And I live my life of service. I do free Friday trainings, free lives every day. Every city I'm in when I'm speaking on my corporate career as a speaker, I do free meetups. I meet everyone on the street, answer questions, make introductions. My mission is to be of service and of value. And that's why I love coming on the show. I know I did my own research and all three of you guys are part of my mission to empower other people to be happy and teaching abundance with wisdom and faith. We've all paid the dummy tax. Everybody else, you don't have to pay it. Just come and take we'll pay the taxes for you. And let me say this, I live in California. People are like, how can you afford the tax? I was like, bro, dummy tax is 100%. It's right. And it's not just 1 year, 100%. It's all 100% of every year I ever lived. That's what my dummy tax cost me, over $100 million. So if you're worried about 12% extra tax, you're missing the point. These guys here, they'll give you directions to where you want to be or better, or they know somebody to right. give you directions of where you want to be or better. Don't have to pay the dummy tax. You could pay New York, Texas, Florida, Vegas, California. That's nothing compared to what these guys are saving you on the connection loop.
Nice. Thank you for saying that, David.
Thank you guys so much. I got to jump. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.